Okay, fantastic. Want to welcome everybody to the call here, both on the live call and those listening on the website, on the audio. Great to have you here. You definitely want to get out a pen and paper and take down some notes, or however you take notes, maybe with a computer or whatever you do. But we want to talk about secrets to time and financial freedom. Secrets to time and financial freedom. I hope that's what you're really looking for, and that you're really understanding that this business will provide that for you. You've chosen the right business, no question about that. In my estimation and my humble opinion, by far the best business that's out there, the most lucrative business, the most desired product line, the most effective product line that we've ever seen. The public is absolutely enamored of what we do here. When people get results, they tell other people. When they tell other people, they make money. When they make money, they stay with us. And the group grows like crazy organically and naturally. And so you don't have to be a super salesman to build this. In fact, salespeople a lot of times have trouble understanding what we do in our business. We are not salespeople. We are team builders. And so we introduce people to our teammates and also our team general, our captain, our leader. And you definitely want to do that. If you're on my team, you definitely want to introduce your people either before they become associates or after or both, and make sure that we get a good relationship with these people, and then we want to help them get there too, one on the left and one on the right, just as quickly as we possibly can. That's the goal. And so one way I accomplish that, try to accomplish, it doesn't always happen, but one of the best ways to do that is when you're talking to somebody, even if they are declared product users only, all they want to do is use the product. It doesn't really matter. What we are going to talk about, and I'm going to pepper the conversation with, is the idea of them getting one on their left and one on the right. Who do you know that needs to lose an extra 20 pounds or more? Who do you know that's entrepreneurial, that everything they touch turns to gold, they're not afraid of making money, and they're excited about making more money, that kind of thing, and asking those kind of questions? I'm going to talk about 12 questions that I use on a regular basis, and things that might spark your interest and things that you can incorporate into your discussion with people when you're talking to contacts and prospects about Isagenics. So one of the first things that you want to do here, and you want to write this down, is learn to ask questions. Learn to ask questions. Most of us need to talk less, and we need to get our contacts, our prospects, talking more. Now, that's a strange idea for a lot of people here, but you really want to talk less, and you can open up conversation and dialogue when you ask questions. A lot of people, they approach this business, they think they're in sales, and so they're just they're issuing a monologue, a soliloquy, where they're talking rapid fire, and they're giving all these facts and all of the excitement and that kind of thing. Well, that's not really how you build a team. The way you build a team is get to know people. And the way you get to know people is by asking questions, us talking less, them talking more. So you listen to what your contacts think about those subjects and get them talking about it. And don't be afraid of letting them talk. And boy, you really find out when you do that, is this really a good prospect for me? Some people will start blabbing and talking just crazy nonsense talk. I got in a conversation with a guy the other night at an Isagenics party right before our event Saturday with Dr. Bill Andrews was there. And one of the guys I got in a conversation with was the husband of one of the gals in Isagenics in another team. I didn't know her or him, but one of the first things he started saying, he was there in shorts, you know, and it wasn't all that cold then. It is today, obviously, but he was there in shorts, and he just went off on this subject about he wears shorts year-round. It doesn't matter what the temperature is, and just made a big deal about that. And I made note to myself. I said, this guy is not a prospect in any shape, form, or fashion. I mean, it's just a weird conversation. So you're not going to spend a lot of time talking to Isagenics or building your team with a guy like that. So questions help with that idea about qualifying people, getting to know them, getting to find out about their health, getting to find out about their job, about their family, about their life situation. So when you get good at asking questions, you get to know your prospects. They're going to appreciate the fact that you listen to them. Most people just want to talk about themselves. And so knowing that fact, you become a very important person when you allow a person to talk about themselves, get them to open up, and be seriously and genuinely interested in what they're saying. And so you actually allow them to talk themselves into joining your team. I'm going to say that again because I don't want you to miss this. You can actually lead a person when they talk themselves, when they open up and talk, they will talk themselves into joining our team because they will start talking about common interests that Isagenix provides the solutions for. So let me go over 12 questions right here, and you can either write these down now or you can get the audio later or just get some ideas. The ones that really appeal to you, you might want to just write those down. But I use these all the time. I'll bet you I use this first one 6-7 times today alone. And so here's the question. What do you want to accomplish regarding your health? What do you want to accomplish regarding your health or with your health, however you want to say that? And then if they're vague about that, then help them be specific. And what I mean by that is, well, I'd like to have better health. I say, well, okay, what does that mean? How would you define better health for you? What would that mean? So, well, I've not been sleeping good. I'd really like to sleep better, and I just can't even sleep 2 or 3 hours in a row without waking up. Or, you know, my blood pressure's been high, and I've got sugar issues in my blood and just things like that, and I'd like to round those things out and you know, just get better there. I'd like to have more energy, and so I use the word fatigue quite a bit. I said, do you know anybody that experiences fatigue on a regular basis? And guess what the number one answer is virtually every time? It says, well, I do. And so if you really want to open up the conversation, throw out that word fatigue and see what happens. You'll be absolutely amazed. It's like a trick word. I mean, it's a word that absolutely turns the switch on all the time. So question number two, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10, and there were actually several questions within that first question there, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what number would you rate your health? How would you rate your health? A scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, what number would you rate your health? Okay, number three, what would you like to accomplish regarding your income? Regarding your income. And boy, that should open up the door quite a bit. And so those are great questions to ask right there, and then help them pinpoint an exact amount of weekly, monthly, and annual income, and actually refer to that income that they're pinpointing with all three, by all three of those measurements, weekly, monthly, and annual income. So, man, if I could make an extra $2,000 a month, that would help me so much. I say, okay, so an extra $2,000 a month, that'd be what, $500 a week, an extra $500 a week in income? Are you saying that would really appeal to you? What would you do with that income? What would that mean to you? How would that make you feel? And so $2,000 a month would be, what, $24,000 a year extra income on top of what you're making now? You're doing that part-time. What would that do for your financial situation? And so you're asking questions. You're getting them to open up and talk about that, envisioning that happening. Folks, that's not that difficult to achieve here at all. If you're consistent and you're continually talking to people, you can be at that level very quickly in this business. All right, number four is, have you ever wanted to own your own business? Have you ever wanted to own your own business? And the answer, number one answer, will be, yes, I certainly have. And then I would ask the question, why would you want to own your own business? Why would you want to own your own business? And get them talking. Okay, number five, would you prefer to have residual growing income? Now, I want you to think about that. Residual, meaning it's coming in whether you go to work or not, instead of trading hours for dollars type of income. And get them talking about the difference between, get them understanding and opening up to the difference of residual growing income versus a standard trading hours for dollars income. The latter is so prohibitive. It's so inhibiting. It just takes your life away, sucks the life out of you. Residual growing income opens up all kind of options to you. It decreases your stress. There's just so many benefits to it. And so have you thought about that? Have you ever thought about setting up residual income as opposed to trading hours for dollars type income? Man, that'll really get that subject opening up. And that leads straight into introducing them to Isagenix. Number six, who do you know that needs to improve their health? And I'll guarantee you it'll be a family member or a very close friend they'll bring up immediately without thinking about it. And so what you're doing, you're triggering them thinking about the very issues that Isagenics is all about. Who do you know? And a lot of times the answer to that question will be, well, me. I need to improve my health. And we can, and fantastic, that's a perfect answer. I want to go down that trail also. Number seven, who do you know that likes to make money and is entrepreneurial? Who do you know that likes to make money and is entrepreneurial? Every single person knows somebody like that, if not more than one person. Okay, number eight, are you serious about changing your life? Are you serious about changing your life? Now, usually this comes a little bit more in-depth in the conversation. Not a real good first question, but at some point in the conversation, that's a great question. If they're talking about some of these things regarding health and regarding financial issues, and then ask them, are you serious about that? Are you serious about becoming a 10 on the scale of 1 to 10 health-wise versus being a 5? And so just get them talking about it. Number nine, are you aware of the diminished quality of our food, of what we eat? Is that of concern to you? Now, if a person hadn't thought about that much, they may not be a candidate for what we're doing here, because this is pretty pervasive. This is a pretty common issue in our society today. And boy, if they're not paying attention to that idea right there, that's a good qualifier for me. And I want to know if I want to work with this person or not. And a lot of times when I'll ask that question or open up that subject, the person will just start off, man. I mean, they will go off and just, you know, they're really in tune with it. And that's great. That's a good sign for me. That's somebody that I probably want to pursue a little bit further there. Number 10, are you aware of the obesity epidemic with not just adults but also kids? What do you think about that? You know, that's a great conversation starter. It may not lead to Isagenics. None of these may lead to Isagenics, but it's great conversation starters, and it has everything to do with what we're doing. And if they care anything about what we're doing, these are the subjects that we are involved with on a regular basis. Number 11, can you see yourself building a team of people that grows, a team that grows multiplicatively and which in turn provides you with a lifetime walk-away income? Now, if you're talking about financial issues, that's a great question to ask somebody and get that there. I mean, this will really stimulate thought here. And, you know, if a person's got any kind of creative genes in their body at all or any entrepreneurial spirit at all, this will really, really spark a flame there. Number 12 and last, who do you know who needs to change their health for the better? That's that third party question right there that's real good, because you know the deal is when we're talking to a contact, whether they get excited and jump on this thing and come in at a business builder's pack or whether they're sort of mildly interested or not interested at all, what we're wanting to do is get past them to their contacts. Now this is networking, profound networking thinking right here. Networking 101, if you will, but it's really what you're wanting to do. If the person is a dynamic go-getter and you believe they can build a business, then you want to, it doesn't matter. You want to get past them and to their contacts as quickly as possible. If they're sort of dull and they're really not in tune with all the stuff that we're talking about right here, the subject matter that we brought up, then you want to get past them as well also. And they may not even want to join. They may lead you to a really good person and not even want to set up their account, and that's fine, but what we're wanting to do is get past each person as quickly as possible. That's why I'm always bringing up the idea of the person on your left and the person on your right that we're going to enroll to help you start paying for all of your products initially, and then getting you into the black as far as cash flow is concerned, getting you into positive territory. Okay, so those are questions that really stimulate conversation. We're listening more. We're asking more questions. We're not rapid-firing, throwing up on people all the phenomenal facts we know about our business, about telomeres that we now know after Saturday, or Isagenics itself or the comp plan or whatever. But that'll come, and we'll let the videos do the talking for us. So most of you know this, but if you're brand new, we have a very simple two-step process with prospects and and that is that we should get them to isomovie.com. Let me give you a hint about isomovie.com. A lot of people are not interested in that three-minute video, the very first video that appears on there. That is a fantastic video, but in my opinion, that video is a little bit better for people that are actually in the business or new to the business. It's great for them. For a brand new prospect, that's a little bit glitzy, a little bit hypey, a little bit too fast, and it's not as informational as the other videos are. So what I prefer to do is find out what a person's interest is. Is it energy and performance? Is it healthy aging? Is it weight loss? Is it wealth creation? Which one of those is most pertinent to you that you'd like to see a movie on? And then get them that particular link. If it's weight loss, that's going to be Are You Toxic? And by the way, if you haven't downloaded the app yet, it's called Isagenics To Go. That's T-O, Isagenics To Go. You need to download that app and then spend some time in there. You can show movies on your phone, and there's probably, I haven't counted them yet, there's probably 30 movies on there, and they're constantly editing those and updating those movies. They are fabulous. I just saw one yesterday, went into that app, and I was looking around, and I found one. Oh my goodness, there's videos in there that are out of this world fantastic. And so knowing your ammunition, knowing what you can present on the battlefield here, so to speak, is that's certainly in your favor to know what you're armed with. And you can show it right there on your smartphone and just get the job done right there. So we do that, iSamovie first, and then the next step is to introduce them to me. Now, in between there's one other step, and that is you're going to ask them, what do you like best about what you see here? What do you like best about this information? And I do it in the present tense. What do you like best about what you see here, not what you saw? And what we're doing constantly in my training and other people's training, you're going to hear verbiage that here's a way of phrasing things that's just a little bit stronger than if you just go about it and just say any old kind of verbiage. So what the tendency for most people is they want to say, what do you think? Well, that's a real amateurish thing to say, and it leads people into a negative response. Thinking is a critical process that talks about primarily negative stuff. I mean, you could get a positive response from that, but you want to make sure you get a positive response out of it, so you ask, what do you like best about what you see here? Present tense, okay? So then the next step is to three-way them to Tim Darnell, to me, or your upline leader. If you're listening to this and you're in another organization, have somebody that you've got on call that will absolutely work with you and does a great three-way. And so if you're on my team, you definitely want to do that. You want to introduce them to your team leader, and I'll get them, and then I'm going to be talking about person on your left, person on your right, about how to use the product correctly, and all of the various aspects, and also answer their questions while you're listening, you're learning, and so is the prospect. The prospect's getting filled in with information, and you're learning how to tweak the business and how to deal with your contacts. Okay, so your prospect enrolls. You've enrolled someone. Do you immediately start ordering them around? Well, I've seen people do that in our organization here, and that's a horrible idea. That's a terrible, terrible thing to do. Do you wait for them to build that side of your team for you? You've enrolled somebody. Why don't they just go out and make you rich? No, that's not how this works at all. Neither of those two things, ordering them around or thinking that they're going to build that team for you, that side for you, that's not acceptable. It simply doesn't work. So in the beginning especially, you are not the trainer. You're not the trainer. We got all kind of videos for that. We've got all kind of scheduled calls for that, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday with the Jay Bennett team. You've got this call with our team. You've got personal one-on-one calls. You've got three-way calls. That's where the training occurs. In fact, I'm probably not going to call on you to train until you get to two-star Golden Circle, and then I will be looking at you and talking to you about handling a call like this or stepping in when I've got to be out at a launch party or wherever we're going to be. And then you can share your experience. You can tell your story and what you've learned along the way. one of the greatest ways to train somebody is tell them what doesn't work and what went wrong possibly in your journey, what you did wrong. That's plenty acceptable. And if you're like me, you're going to do plenty of things wrong. And so those are great learning experiences. So what do we do? How do we train? How do we lead here? We lead by example only. I never ask anybody to do that which I'm not doing on a regular basis. And so I want you to sort of see what I'm doing and know that I'm doing it. I'm not sitting back, kicking back, going, hey, we got this thing licked, and you guys go to work out there and make me rich. No, that's not how this works at all. I am in the trenches every single day, and I will be for the next 4 or 5 years, I promise you, until we get this thing to just an amazing income level. Okay, so you lead by example only, and you lead by rank advancing. By rank advancing. The onus on you is to lead by rank advancing. It's so, so exciting when you achieve that next rank, when you get to consultant, when you get to manager, when you get to director, when finally you end up on executive, which is our highest rank, and then you start getting the different circle levels, and your cycles are going up and up and up. That's how you lead. You attain the rank, you attain the circle levels, 1-star, 2-star, 3-star, 4-star, 5-star, 6-star, 7-star, and then max out and then start your reentry team. That's the best leader in the world right there. So that's how we do it. So you are the magic when you are rank advancing. I'm going to say that again. You are the magic when you are rank advancing. In fact, you're going to have to be the magic for the first 2 years or more until the magic appears on your left side and the magic appears on your right side. And you're still going to want to be the magic at that time, but you're going to see some people that sort of take the baton and say, hey, I want to do this too, and I want to rank advance too. And you're going to go, man, I've dreamed about this. This is fantastic. This is unreal. This is exactly what we've been looking for. So we are not managers dictating to people what to do at all. I very seldom tell people what to do. I show them what I'm doing, and I lead by example. I tell you, here's what I'm doing. Here's what I did today. Here's what I'm going to do tomorrow. Here's what I did last week. Here's what I'm going to do next week. And this is how it works. So we can guide, but we don't tell people what to do. People can find dictators at jobs. There's plenty of those around. You can get some hard-ass guys there at work, hard-ass woman at work. Be glad to tell you what to do if that's what you need. Most people are not looking for that. They're looking for freedom from that kind of thing, and they want to be their own boss, and rightfully so. So we win by playing numbers. The more, the better. We win by playing the numbers, the more, the better. Okay, so follow this logical evolution here. The more people you contact, the more you enroll. The more you enroll, the bigger your team becomes. Okay, the more you enroll, the bigger your team becomes. The bigger your team becomes, the more money you make. The more income you generate, the more freedom and security you experience, which really is the end goal here, is it not? That's what we want to get to, freedom and security through residual, growing, lifetime, walk-away, willable income. All right, so that's what we want to do. So where does our power lie? Well, let's go back to the very original phrase in the equation there. The more people you contact, bam, that's it. That's it. So the secret of success here is contacting more and more people. You put your prospects' names on a list. You sit down and you think about prospects. You open up your phone contact list. You put every single person on that list. You write it down on a piece of paper. You start being very resourceful about thinking about people in your family, at your church, at the organization you belong to. You start thinking about how can I meet more people by joining networking organizations. Juliana, California, she belongs to 5 different networking organizations. These are business networking organizations. She attends all of them, and she is killing this business. I mean, she is tearing it up. She's got me on 3 ways. I do, for that one person, I do at least 1 to 2 a day average, and some days I do 6 and 7 for her, and that's because she's going to network meetings, and she's introducing herself, she's getting to know people, she's enthusiastic, she's excited, and she really knows how to do this. So get the more people you contact, the more you enroll. The more you enroll, the bigger your team becomes. The bigger your team becomes, the more money you make, the more income you generate, the more freedom and security you experience, and bam, you've gotten what you wanted out of this business. If you don't want those things, this business is probably not for you. But if you want those things and recognize the value of those things, this business is very likely for you. So you control your world and your future. I control my world and my future. Now, let's not get into a theological debate here. I certainly understand that God is in control. I'm just saying from my work here, I'm talking about in our work here, in our profession, we control our world and our future according to the number of people you are willing to contact. You want to get better control of your world and have more finances, more options, more freedom, more time freedom, more travel, better. And when you travel, how about staying in a five-star hotel? How about going in business or first class versus sitting back in the galley with the oars? They hand you the oars, and you go, wait a minute, I thought this was a plane. And you, nope, you got to row, man. And so you contact few people. I just tell you, nothing's going to change. Contact few. Nothing changes. Contact many on a regular basis. You can say hello to time freedom and financial freedom. It's all right there waiting on you and waiting on me. How many people are we going to contact? It's as simple as that. Now, understand that when you do contact the people, there's generally about 5 to 6 touches, 5 to 6 exposures that have to occur before a person can make a quality decision about joining our team. And so be patient. When you contact somebody, don't call them one time and they don't call you back and you go, well, I guess that's a no. No, be persistent. Keep calling. Call until you just keep calling, keep promoting, and it will happen for you. So I'll tell you, interesting story here, all kind of things going on and there all kind of interesting stories happen, but I've got a great couple that we just brought on board Sunday night. And the way this happened is we have a great friend of ours. He's a student minister, and we put him up. He's an intern at our church, was an intern at our church over the summer. And we got to know him and just fell in love with this kid. He's a great, great kid, sort of a bodybuilder, really in great shape. And we just love him to death. But while he was here, he started using all the Isagenix products and as shakes and Ionic Supreme and did cleanse days all the time, really loved the cleanse days, and so he really got acclimated to it. So a little bit later, he went off to school, and so I think he may have called me or I called him, I'm not sure. I said, Hunter, do you want to set up an account so you can get some products at school? And he said, yeah, I sure do. And so we set up his account and got him going. Well, I erroneously sent his auto ship. I don't know, I wasn't thinking about it, but he was at his college address, but the auto ship went to his parents' address, and so they just opened it up and started using it. They didn't ask questions using the product, and the funniest thing happened. His mother, who really, I mean, visibly has no weight to lose whatsoever, she entered a weight loss contest, and this is in New Mexico, and they judged the winning by who lost the biggest percentage of weight, of fat. And so here this teeny woman did that, and she did it by cleansing. She used the cleanse that was in the erroneously shipped auto ship that they received. And then her friends all wanted to know how she did that, and she started sharing it with them. They started losing weight. They just had very few products. I'm not sure how all this happened. But anyway, so we got in touch with them, and Hunter got his parents online, and they came in with a president's pack on Sunday night. And so now we're going to go out to their little town in New Mexico and do meetings out there. So funny how things work. That was definitely a God thing there. That big mistake on my part turned into a great win for us. But that's how it will work for you. If you're just putting motion and putting energy into your business, good things going to happen. And don't worry about people getting products. That's the greatest thing that can happen, even if they get them erroneously. And you certainly don't want to be stingy with your products. You want to share the products. Get the food in their mouth is one of the greatest things that can happen. They don't have to pay for it initially. Get samples to them. Get the shakes to them. Get bars to them. Get the cleanse to them. Whatever it takes. and people will take a liking to this, and virtually everybody knows that they've got to improve their health. And so with that comes growing teams and growing volume and growing incomes. So with that being said, I don't think we're on mute here, so if anybody has any questions or comments about what we've talked about tonight, or if you've got a great story yourself, we've got just a minute or two here, I'd love to hear from you. Be proactive and come out and speak on the call. That would be great. And who would like to come on out? Only leaders come out, okay? So just leaders need to speak.
You're funny, Tim. It's Linda.
Hey, Linda. Great to have you on the call.
Thanks.
Okay, any comments, questions, anything?
Tim, this is Steve from Pennsylvania.
Steve, welcome to the call, you leader.
Thank you. I was just going to share that today I got asked to give a presentation of some kind to the Blind Center up here in Clifton Heights, or actually it's Chester, Pennsylvania. And I said, well, can I show my Isagenics business? And they said, sure, that they all need income and health, you know. So I'll be showing that on Monday to about 40 people. And I'm really excited.
Steve, let me introduce you to the group. You are blind yourself, and you have absorbed all of this information. You and I have been on the phone once or twice a day since you've enrolled, about a month ago?
About a month ago, yeah.
And so the products are working good for you. You're loving it. You're sleeping better.
It's awesome, man. I can't believe the health benefits I've gotten from it. From the cleanse and from that sleeping product, that spray.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Jay Bennett was in your area on Friday night, and so you resourcefully rented a van, and you got a driver, and you had five guests going. It was about a four-hour trip. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. And on the way.
The van breaks down, right?
Yep. About 2 hours into it, and so we all had our laptops there, and I showed the movies on there, and they're all coming to a launch party they all say they are on Thursday, so just had to be resourceful.
Well, yeah, you did. You went to Plan B real quickly, and I really commend you for that. And then you've re-invited the people to Thursday night, and I'm going to do a Skype meeting for you. And so we're going to get people to enroll in your business, and that's going to be very, very exciting. You've already got several people underneath you already just by enrolling. And so good stuff and good things are happening to you, my friend. I'm just really proud of what you're doing already.
Thank you so much.
Okay, very good. Anybody else?
Tim, can I ask Steve a question?
You bet.
How are you learning the materials, just by audio, Steve? Because we have somebody else in New York, in Yonkers, New York, who's visually impaired, and we haven't presented to her yet. How has the training been for you?
The training's been very easy for me. I've got a computer that talks, and so I can read any documents that way, and then or screens. And the movies are wonderful, of course, because they're and the audio trainings are probably the best because they have to be very specific, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to see on a phone call, and
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
In terms of the products, it was interesting at Celebration. I did talk to product staff about. Could they put markings, you know, the Braille marks on top of the canisters or whatever, since like the INX Supreme and the cleanse are in the same bottle? Do you have any challenges with that, or how are you adapting the products?
Well, luckily I have a roommate, but first of all, when I got the kit, Tim went through it with me, and told me which was what, and by the different sizes of the bottles and the directions on them and how to use them. So, and I also have a roommate that can see, so that helps.
Yeah, and you can smell the difference.
Oh, yeah.
And the flavors, yeah. Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're an inspiration, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Tim.
I might have to use you for a three-way at some point, Stephen.
Sounds good.
All right, awesome. Anybody, any other comments, questions? Good stuff. Okay, with that being said, thank you guys for being on this call tonight. We kept it to just about 30 minutes, a little bit over 30 minutes, but thanks for being on. I hope this has been inspiring for you and helpful as far as information is concerned. And we will have this up on either timdarnell.org or timothydarnell.com. So you might want to write those down, make sure you do that. I also want to reemphasize getting the app Isagenix to go. And then the other app, if you don't have it yet, is Isapulse, and that will keep you abreast of activity going on in your organization. That's how I knew. Kirk just enrolled a new person, and so I saw it on Isapulse and got the information and pulled up the ID and the person's name, and introduce that guy and enroll him. So that's great. Anyway, good stuff. Hope you guys are winning and prepared to win at this thing and get free along with the rest of us. We're excited to have you join us. We'll talk to you real soon. God bless. Good night.
God bless you.
Good night. Thanks, Tim.